Everybody, PC Mike Wendland here with my daily Audio Boo Tech Report. And the news today continues to be dominated by Apple and their announcement of new iPods, a new iTunes 10 that lets you have some social networking capabilities, and Apple TV. And that's really what we want to focus on today. That's a good indication of a trend that we're going to see a lot more of. Same trend that has devastated newspapers. Forever changed the recording music industry, and is now having earthquakes throughout the publishing field. And that is that people are getting their stuff over the internet. And that's a trend that is not going to change. And no matter how much big media resist it, the proverbial horse is out of the barn, and people are going to go and get their content online. They're going to consume it online. Apple, I think, has this figured out. They're re-engineering and lowered the price to $99 for their Apple TV. That's a set-top device that interfaces with your computer and your iTunes library and the internet and your TV. Allows you to stream and rent not just movies, which they've done for a while, but now TV episodes, 99 cents. So if you missed your favorite show, you can stream it from your computer for 99 cents. And that's a great gimmick, great idea, except the big networks, ABC is on board, Disney is on board, Fox is on board, but NBC and CBS and Viacom, no way. What they object to is the price. 99 cents, they say, is too cheap. Apple gets about 30%. They don't like that. But if the price per rental was higher and their cut was more, they may go along. Well, what I'm predicting is you're going to see the public is going to be gobbling up the competitors' TV shows, and you'll see the others come kicking and screaming aboard. But Apple TV, the question is, will people pay $100 for this box and pick it up? But it's clearly poised as a TiVo alternative. We'll see what's out there and how that works. Other stuff from the Apple iPods were all released yesterday, some new ones. I like that new shuffle. Looks pretty darn cool with some imaging, and they've re-upped the iTouch, the non-iPhone version of the iPhone. The iTouch now has that FaceTime app that lets you do Wi-Fi conversations, voice and video conversations. You know, what are they going to do with the iPod? I mean, how much more can you tweak it? It looks pretty cool. They can make some design tweaks, but what it does is pretty simple and it's pretty cool. But I don't know. I think that we've seen the iPod in terms of breathtaking applications and new tweaks. I don't think we're going to see many more of them, because what more can they do with it? Pretty cool devices. I really like those new shuffles, especially for health club use. Think that sounds like something I'm going to need to hook up. We'll get a hold of them and we'll let you know what we think of them. One other thing that's making the news today, it has to do with Twitter, the social networking site. They have sent out this rather long email to everybody who has a Twitter account, noting that, you know, all the links that you pass on in Twitter, Twitter is going to start to keep track of them for all users. They're going to find out who it is that you're clicking on. Now, I don't know why they're doing that. They say they're doing that so they can give you more information, but why are they logging where everybody goes when they pass on a Twitter link? Some major privacy concerns being voiced today over this plan to record all the links that Twitter users click. I'm not happy with that. I think that we'll see privacy people really kicking up in arms on it. So that's tech news today. If you have not signed up to our PC Mike newsletter, do so. You can do so from PCMike.com, and we'll send you a free report on how to keep your computer running smoothly. Don't forget, we update tech news throughout the day in a number of categories at PCMike.com. Remember, if that tech gizmo that you're looking for works and you can afford it, it's probably already obsolete. See you later, everybody.